Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. Today we are talking about womb wisdom, and that includes all things yoni. So yoni steams, yoni wands, yoni eggs. You might have seen them all over Instagram by now, or seen that your local spa is also doing yoni steams. Our guest Natalie Henrich today is going to teach us all about why it's important to take care of our wombs, and how to use all of these different tools, what are the healing properties of everything, how it's important to take care of our wombs, especially if there's menstrual issues or trauma that we need to heal from, or if you're feeling stuck in your sex life. All things related to our wombs. It's so important as women that we are educated about what sacred sexuality is and how to use orgasmic energy in ways other than sexual, meaning for manifestation, for healing, for invigorating our bodies. Just so many different things that are wrapped up into this energy that's contained within our womb, this life force energy. It is so powerful and there's so much to learn. It's incredible. Talking with Natalie, I had such a great time. You're going to listen now to the interview. It went a little long, but there's just so much to get into. It was really, really enlightening to talk with her. And Natalie is also a musician and a singer. So she has a few songs on Spotify. And at the end of this episode, I am going to close out the episode with one of her songs that's my favorite, called Angelito. And she's a beautiful singer and musician. So about Natalie. So Natalie Henrich, her and I met at one of her sound healing events a few years ago, and we became friends. And she's an amazing sound healer, amongst other things. I'll get into the rest of the things shortly, but we just hit it off. She's an amazing soul, lives in Miami. She is German and Korean and loves to dance. And she's just an amazing healer. And we hit it off. And I've experienced her sound healing sessions. They are delicious because she plays so many instruments and also sings, that when you go through one of her sound healing experiences, it just takes you to a whole other level. You come out floating in the clouds. So Natalie Henrich is a doctor of Oriental medicine. She is a sound healer, Reiki master, postpartum doula, and tantrika. She helps women to remember their ancient wisdom so they can step fully into their feminine power. She is the proud mother of two sons and one daughter. After facing a decade of emotional and physical abuse in her former marriage, she was able to heal mentally and physically through spiritual and holistic teachings. That's where her spiritual journey began. She decided to redirect her life and learned to trust her spiritual guides, which led her to a path where she could incorporate all her gained knowledge to help restore her body, mind, and spirit. Natalie is also a musician and singer. She creates music to help meditate and heal. Her music is available on Spotify. Her lectures appeal to those who are looking for inspiring messages on the empowerment of women and reflect her conviction as a woman determined to rise. She profoundly believes that any woman can stand in her feminine essence and create her own queendom at the same time. Now, without any further ado, here is Natalie. Welcome, Natalie, to the show. How is everything?
Hey, thank you so much for having me, girl.
I am so excited to have you. It's been a while since we've hung out.
Yes,
thanks to COVID and our busy lives.
And mom life.
In mob life, yes, my new life now. But you have been rocking and rolling despite COVID. So if you can tell our listeners what you are about, a little bit about you in your own words.
Okay, I'm always trying to say it briefly because there's so many things that I'm doing.
Like, she's very talented and multifaceted, but it works. It's amazing. And I'm sure that we might be here till tomorrow with all of the things that you do, but that's what makes you so special.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, so I'm a doctor in Chinese medicine, so actually an acupuncturist. And then through that, I discovered sound healing. So I'm also, I guess, a sound healer and musician. And then I would just say I'm an advocate for the divine feminine. I do everything that has to do with feminine health and healing. I'm very passionate about that. So yes, I think that's what it is that I'm doing.
So what brought you to that space? Through all the different modalities that you've done, you've now made your way into this very specific niche of helping women with their womb and the sexual energy and all these different things. Like, what was your that aha moment for you that you really wanted to focus in this area?
So I think that's a good question. I think what it really was is my own life journey. You know, I have been 10 years living in an abusive relationship. In my marriage, it was like domestic violence, so to say. I don't like to use that word, but that's what it really is. And I was very sick, like mentally, physically. My womb was very, very sick. I had, my sexuality was basically gone because I got so sick because of the trauma that I have experienced. So I think when I started studying acupuncture and I came to the sound healing, and then somehow I came into the plant medicine world, you know, I started this whole spiritual path and one thing comes to the other. And then I worked with people that come from the medicine, from the plant medicine, or people that know a lot about feminine health and trauma and womb healings and womb blessings. That's when I healed myself. I was able to heal my own trauma, to heal my physical issues that I had going on, and also emotional. So I think when I realized that I healed myself through that, because it came to a point where I went to Western medicine, to gynecologists, and they were like, okay, like in the clinical picture, nothing is wrong with you. But obviously there were a lot of things wrong with me. So my body was not healthy. My womb was sick. But in the clinical picture, they wouldn't find anything, right? So when I discovered this whole area of healing, right, and I was able to heal myself through that, I think that's when I really started talking to my friends about it and to other women that had similar experiences, and then they had healing experience just through talking with me or whatever I recommended, what I have done. And I think somehow it became my journey, or I don't want to say my job, but how else would you say that? That's what it became, right? It's a passion. But, and this is how I got to it. And my sexuality came back, and then I went into the tantra and tantric sexuality. And then it just unfolded like that, you know? So yeah, that's how it went.
What was like the first like unfolding of it when you were on the healing journey with your womb?
You mean like the first, like, you mean the first really like event that I had where I realized I healed something?
Yeah, because it's, I love that you pointed out that when you went to the regular doctors and the clinically, they're like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
But there was something energetically very significantly like wrong. And so what was like that major turning point where you're like, okay, this is energetic and this is just as real as something clinical and this is helping me?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I think I was always very, ever since I look back into my childhood, I was always definitely spiritual somehow. You know, I knew there's something else. And I remember when I used to live in Germany, Germany is very holistic, or I always went to more holistic doctors or doctors that would be more knowledgeable in that, you know? So I think I was always open to that. And obviously you go to the normal Western medicine because you just want to have an idea of what's going on in your body. But I always had a feeling of when people cannot find something in your body physically, that means it's an energetic thing. So it was always, I was always open to discover or just be open to different healing modalities. And since a couple of doctors told me there's nothing wrong with me, that there was a point where I was like, okay, I need to heal And so where am I going to go now? And since I had it already inside of me that I always believed in alternative medicine or energetic healing, I obviously somehow people came into my life that spoke about these things. And then I realized, okay, spirit is giving me here a different message. I have to change the path. And so, yeah, that's how it was. And then I came to somehow I had a couple of people talking to me about plant medicine. And somehow I ended up being in one of the ceremonies with plant medicine. And that night in one of the ceremonies with the Mother Ayahuasca, I had a major healing. And I think that was the night where I can say that was the event where everything for me changed, where I really fully understood that I can resolve that issue myself through my own energy, you know? And we all know that because we hear about these things. But I think that night in that ceremony, I really understood that, I really fully understood it. You know, it really, I remember I came out of that particular ceremony where I was like, okay, I have something very powerful in my hands, and that's myself. And this is how I can go through this. And I had a couple of insights in that night. Also had conversations with spirit that gave me advices and insights about what I can do. And I really took that 100% serious. Like, I was like, oh my God, that is crazy. I had this, I don't know, you know, maybe I should take it serious or not. No, like I came out of that ceremony and I took it more serious than anything.
How long ago was that?
3 years ago. Good 3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so now you're dedicating yourself to helping women with connecting to their own divine feminine and to their sexuality and everything to help them also heal traumas in their womb.
Traumas in their womb, or just overall just feeling better with themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm all about feeling sexy and feeling free and liberate yourself. And that reflects a lot in sexuality. Like every woman, or like even my friends now that they know that I'm doing, is like, Natalie, I really need to talk to you about this. And they share the most intimate things with me, which is not even that intimate. The most intimate things that women think is so intimate. Oh my God, I cannot share it, you know? And then they come to me and I'm telling them, girl, there is a gazillion other girls that have the same issue. So I'm really all about, even if there's women that have not like trauma per se, you know, they don't have to come from domestic violence, just women that feel like, I don't know, I cannot orgasm, or my sex life sucks, or I feel embarrassed in certain situations, or I don't know whatever it is. I'm all for empowering them feeling good in a healthy way, not in that way like, oh, we women are just like badasses and we do it on our own. No, I don't want that either. It has to be in a healthy way. Like in your relationship, find the balance and find your feminine voice and find back into your body, into your energy of being a woman in your relationships, you know, so you don't overpower your husband or your partner either. So everything has to be a balance. So I'm all for that also, just for you as a woman to feel free and to feel comfortable with yourself and to feel comfortable with your sexuality, feel comfortable with your body, feel comfortable with your thoughts, with your fantasies, you know, all these things. I'm all for that.
That's awesome. What are some ways that a woman would know that they should pay attention to their womb? Like, what are some of the signs that there might be either energy that's stuck or that needs some healing or things manifesting? Like, what occurs to them? So, because they might not even know that that is like a thing, and then they wouldn't know to reach out to someone like you who specializes in that area. It may not be necessarily a therapist. It might be more of a tantric session or different things.
So I would say most women already, when you come into my energy field or into an energy field of people that work like that, you know, that's already a message. So the moment my energy pays attention to you, you're like, that means already, okay, there's a message in that, right? Because energy attracts energy and your needs also attract a certain energy. And I think that, signs, or what I most hear from clients, I think, is that they feel stuck. And it's not necessarily that they're really stuck. It's just a feeling. It's like they see a post or they hear something and from me, and then it's like, oh, I think I need that help. And it's not necessarily an issue per se that you can pinpoint. It's a feeling. And I always think, or I always describe that feeling as your womb talking to you. Your womb stores all the wisdom. You know, your womb has a lot of ancient knowledge. So that feeling of being stuck is your womb telling you some work needs to be done. Being stuck, most of the time I hear stuck sexually is the main issue, I think, that they feel like they cannot orgasm or they're not free enough in their sexuality. They feel unfulfilled. And then obviously there's also clients that have issues like abnormal periods, abnormal bleeding, irregular periods, sorry, abnormal bleeding, abuse and trauma most of the time, especially here in the Latino community. I see that a lot, unfortunately, that very surprised, you know, that actually almost every woman has experienced at some point in her life some harassment or some abuse. So that is memory that stays with us, that stays in our tissue of our womb, and it always lingers in the back. And then all of a sudden you read a post or you hear something or you see a yoni egg and your womb and your mind goes like, what is this? You know, but it's actually your womb talking to you like, okay, pay attention. There's something that you can do about it.
It's so amazing. I wasn't aware of this chakra and all its and all its wisdom until I read this book called Pussy or Reclamation by Regina Yonosege. And I was like mind blown about all the things and all the exercises and all the power and all the wisdom, and almost like your yoni can even be its own oracle and really help guide you in making decisions. And the same way you kind of intuit kind of going up into maybe spirit, you can also kind of intuit for yourself going down into mm-hmm. your womb. But womb health and womb care is a thing, and as women, we're not taught these things unless, and it's so ancient, like you say, this is very ancient wisdoms. But I feel like, especially in Latin communities, and when you have religion playing a factor in your upbringing and different things, like you don't talk about these things, you don't talk about the power of this energy, and that it's not even related to something sexual. It's like your ability to walk through the world as a confident woman and to create and to receive and all these other things that are the meaning of the divine feminine. So doing this education for women is so important, and it's not just about sex or getting off. It's so much more. It's so much deeper.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. There is, yeah, we get it confused. We think when somebody's talking about womb and vaginas, we automatically think about having sex, you know, and it's unfortunately such a misconception, you know, because I even heard like in one of the theories that originally the human beings, I mean, everybody has different belief systems, right? But like I heard another thing that we originally didn't even have sexual organs. We would reciprocate through hands. We just would like put each other's hands. The man and the woman would put each other's hands against each other. And that's how we would reproduce. And then for us to be more inspired, you know, to reproduce, we would be given sexual organs, you know. So this is one of the theories. You know, you have the mm-hmm. Bible and you have paradise mm-hmm. and you have all kinds of theories. But if let's were to say it was like that, you know, let's were to say the sexual organs are not that important, right? And the pleasure of it is not that important. Let's go away from all of that. What are you going to do with your orgasmic energy? You transform it, you recycle it through your body, you open up your third eye and you manifest through it and you communicate through it. So you would come up with other things. But because pleasure is so easy for us to, and it's so addictive, you know, like sex, alcohol, anything like that, you know, anything that's, we say, lower vibrational things, right, in this world, they're so addictive. So we don't feel that we have to do something different unless we go through trauma or we go through something where we're like, okay, something needs to change, right? But let's were to say we all would use our sexual power, which is the universal power, which is the strongest power. And I'm not talking about sex per se. I'm just talking about the energy in itself. The energy in itself is the most powerful energy. So yes, it feels good, but let's go away from the feeling. Let's pretend we don't feel it. We just have that energy inside of us. So now I'm having this orgasmic energy. What am I doing with all this power? Am I just going to let it out and blow it out? Or am I going to recycle it through my body, through my spine, into my third eye and manifest something or use it for longevity or use it to raise my vibrational field, right? Anything can be done with sexual power. And that is why also, unfortunately, we have so much violations and trafficking and all that, because it's the most powerful energy. We're just using it in a wrong way.
And so many people don't know that. And so many people think that that sexual energy is meant to just be released in either self-pleasure or intercourse, and that's it. That's like the end of it. And we're meant to reproduce and to get off, and there's nothing spiritual about it. But there's actually, like, it's almost one of the most spiritual things that you can do and and experience. And there's not an awareness about how you can use that energy. And we can go deeper, and if you can explain how you can use that sexual energy and moving it through your body to manifest or to open your third eye or that whole more spiritual, powerful, energetic experience, and we can explain that, because that's a whole world, and that's such a big, powerful healing experience.
Yeah. Well, it's not something that I can just explain just like that. You know, of course, there's certain exercises, and I do this in my online courses. I have my next course coming up now in February 2021, where women can come together for 1 month, and we really train that, you know, and we really specifically focus on womb and sexual energy and how to transform it and how to manifest it. But basically what it is, to give you an idea, so when you have an orgasm, the feeling, so your orgasm, it feels amazing, and then it goes out, right? You just release it, oh, and it's out, and that's it. And then you're like going to sleep or whatnot, and you're exhausted, right? And so we women, obviously, we can most of the time, many women can multi-orgasm, some can't, you know, that's also fine. But the ones that can multi-orgasm, okay, you have a couple of orgasms, and then after that, you're dead. And the men usually, you know, comes one time, and then that's it too, unless you have a very potent man, but that doesn't happen all the time, right? So basically what it is with transforming your sexual energy is like, you don't let it out, you don't come, or you're mastered so much that you have the feeling of an orgasm in your body, in your whole body, which is called full body orgasm. And you are able to breathe it instead of like breathing it out, like, you know, you breathe it out like this. Instead of that, you breathe it in, you know, through your spine into your third eye. And there's a whole like exercises to it to circulate and all that. But you basically breathe it back in. You go and you breathe it back in. Right. So what you're doing is you're not throwing the ball out. You're taking it back in, and then you cycle it through your body. So first of all, it feels so much better. You last so much longer, especially men. You know, men usually come after 5 to 10 minutes or 2 minutes, and they come and that's it. And there's no more feeling, and they come for 5 seconds, and then the feeling is gone. So when you learn that, you will have an orgasm for much longer time, and you can even go into a place of total bliss where you can stay over half an hour. Now you're going to be going, oh my God, I'm going to be in an orgasm for half an hour. Yes, you can. You can have an orgasmic feeling for half an hour without your body getting tired, because you learn how to recycle that energy, you know, and how to hold it inside of you, if that makes sense. So, and with that energy, you know, once you really know how to control that inside of your body, with that energy, that's when you can manifest things or like pray for something, you know, or we use prayer a lot of times you hear, oh my God, I'm going to go to a full moon prayer. Why are you going to a full moon prayer? Because you think when the moon is full, or that's what you've been taught, when the moon is full, the energy is stronger. So you feel your manifestation, your prayers are heard, are more likely heard, right? So it's the same with an orgasm. When you know how to recycle your orgasm and to store it inside your body, that's when you can go and actually do your prayer, right? You're just not sitting at the beach with an incense in your hand. Having either sex or you're masturbating, you're doing it on your own, right? Mm-hmm. So masturbation also doesn't mean you're masturbating all spectacular with a dildo in your hands and I don't know what. It's just that you are playing with your body so long until you reach that level, right? And then you get away from the pleasure. We go completely away from the pleasure. You only go into prayer and manifestation. So you experience sexuality on a completely different level and you're using it for a completely different thing. So what does that mean, especially for men? And I'm not saying there's also women that are abusers, but especially for men, they're more likely to be abusers. If every man or every person in the world would know how to use that energy for their own good, we would get rid of abuse. We would get rid of child trafficking. We would get rid of domestic violence of women, violations, you know, all of that is just uncontrolled sexual energy. We can say it's lower vibration, or you can just say it's maybe not lower vibration. It's just uncontrolled sexual energy. They don't know what to do with it, you know? So if you would know how to do with it and you was like, oh my God, let me orgasm so I can manifest my next house. You're going to take it to a completely different level, right? So it's not, yeah, if men would do that, for instance, like that's the a lot of complaints about men or about with women is that they tell me my husband wants to have sex the whole time and I don't want to. He wants to have sex the whole time because he has a lot of energy. He doesn't know what to do with it. Imagine you would teach your husband how to transform his sexual energy. So you're like, babe, you know what? Actually, I don't want to stick it in right now. Let me sit down and manifest some stuff. You know, it would be the whole experience would be different. And then also the body of the woman, the sacredness, the temple would be acknowledged in a completely different way, if that makes sense. It's not going to be there only for lust. It would be also there for inspiration, you know, and it would be acknowledged differently.
So interesting and so powerful, all the different ways that you can use this energy. Mm-hmm. I had read this book and I found out that when they talked about the fountain of youth, mm-hmm. historically, it was this. The fountain of youth was actually learning how to use this sexual energy mm-hmm. to move it through your organs. And that sexual energy, as you learn to move it through your body and your organs, would reinvigorate and bring all this life and health and vitality into your body. And it was a fountain of youth because you would live longer because you knew how to use this sexual energy for your health and for manifesting. And that was mind-blowing for me.
Well, this is something that traditional Chinese medicine is teaching over thousands of years, you know. It's about the five elements. Our kundalini, our sexual energy, comes from the kidneys. So kidneys is related to water in the five elements, right? So our longevity, when we learn how to store the energy from our kidneys, because the kidneys are the ones that make us older, so to say, you know. So when you have gray hair, you're getting gray hair, your skin gets older, your eyes get drier, you know, all the process of getting older has to do with the kidney essence. So the kidney essence gets depleted through sexual activity and through releasing semen, especially for men. For women, it's more the bleeding, the monthly blood, where we lose our essence a lot. But for men especially, it's that. So when we see these masters, these Asian masters being 90 years old and looking like 40, right? It's most likely because they have mastered their energy, their chi, their kidney essence. They have mastered that. And it's most likely that they don't ejaculate, because ejaculation is life force, kidney essence, just throwing it out for no reason, really. Because like besides everything, your semen is just here to make babies. So you're spilling your semen several times a day or every day, you're not going to make so many babies. You don't have to spill it the whole time. You know, you don't have to. I know our society makes it now like that, you know, that even for women, it's like they feel unsatisfied if they're with a man that doesn't spill his semen. You know, I've heard women that when they had a partner that didn't spill semen and that had like mastered that and hold their semen, that they say, oh, it felt very unsexual, it felt very unsatisfying. I thought he doesn't like me. So we have already that conception about, okay, if he's not jerking off, that means he doesn't like me. Right?
Yeah. So men can orgasm without ejaculation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sad that most monks and people that have really, really mastered that they never ejaculate. And this is how they stay so young for so many years, you know, because they just don't deplete their kidneys all the time, because the kidneys are the one that are responsible for the process of getting older.
Fascinating. Such good stuff. There's so much to this for men and for women. That's also, so...
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can also, you know how you know that? You know when you have a lot of sex, how your mouth is always dry and you want to drink a lot of water? Because the kidney is water. It's, you know what I mean? You have to drink water for the kidneys to stay hydrated. So sexual activity overall also just dehydrates you a lot, you know?
Wow. Okay, so if I'm a female and I want to start connecting with my womb, some of the reasons might be menstrual issues, or I'm feeling stuck sexually, or maybe there's trauma I want to work through, or maybe I just want to create more, feel more sexy. What would be the first things I can do to start connecting with this space?
That's a good question. So for me, in my experience, I think the best way to do that is doing womb meditations and start using yoni eggs. Yoni eggs are these crystals that we put in the vagina. Some people think you just put it, it's outside of the womb. No, but you actually wear it like a tampon inside of you. And so these two practices definitely help you align. And it's simple techniques that everybody can do. You don't need a special, you don't have to be special to do that. You know, it's for everybody.
So that yes, I wanted to take away like the fear and apprehension that women feel around the yoni eggs when they even see them or find out about them, because I saw them and I was like, oh, what is this? Okay, cool. And then I went out and bought one. I'm like, all right, fun. Let's figure this out. And I didn't have like any reservations, maybe because I'm a little bit more open to things. But then I found that when I would go to my friends and be like, hey, look at this website, I found this and I bought that and check it out. And they were like, no, oh my God, I'm not taking anything in there. It was all of this fear and resistance that I was just very surprised. And maybe, I'm sure maybe some people were more because they might have trauma. And of course, that's understandable. But I think there was just like a lot of, I don't know, I want to say prudeness because I don't want it to sound like I'm judging, but just like all this like fear and resistance around even looking into it. Like, have you experienced that with clients or with people?
Very few times, because usually the clients that come to me are already open to it, you know.
They're already all about it.
Yeah, they're already like, girl, I need you in my life. But I want to say something to that. Listen, we're taking all kinds of penises in our life, you know, into our womb, you know, without questioning any, I'm just saying it straight up. I mean, I'm sorry, without questioning where they come from and where they were before and how many marriages are we in where the husband is cheating like crazy, you know, you don't even know where he's around, what he's doing all the time, you know? So, and then you hesitate having a beautiful healing crystal inside of you. So it's like, just put it into perspective. You know what I mean?
I love that. Thank you for putting it that way.
Oh, I mean, girl,
yeah, it's time to be real. You're like, please,
yeah, come on. Yeah, this crystal's just for you. Nobody touches it. You know, nobody messes with it. That's just your thing. It's gonna heal you. We wear crystals like as earrings and rings and whatnot as bracelets. So why not having it inside of us, which is so much more powerful? I mean, we women obviously like to have things inside of us, you know, that's just by nature. So why not a beautiful crystal that just heals us and aligns us and talks to us and helps us to talk to our wombs, to connect with our wombs, and gives us so much insight, not only in our wombs, it really travels up into our crown, into our third eye. It gives us so much insight, you know. You're really in line with your intuition, with your, like, we hear it oftentimes as ancient wisdom. You really learn how to trust yourself more, how to listen to yourself as a woman, to listen to your needs. You know, our world nowadays is, it's very for the male needs. It's not so much for the female needs, you know, and we need to take that back also. We need to take our power back in a healthy way. I'm never pro women that are like, oh, F men. No, not like this. But like, stand in your power, get back into your essence, get back into your power, you know, into your, as we say, goddess energy, or however, priestess energy, queen energy, however you want to name it, you know, be that for our men, you know, get strong, become strong, so you can be also strong for our men, because our men need a lot of help. They need a lot of help. And a lot of men are seeking help. You know, I always have men hitting me up on Instagram. Hey, do you do also lessons for men? There's a lot of men that are perceptive to this, that want to learn. And then they have a woman that doesn't want to learn, or is maybe raised very religiously through church, or with a lot of taboos or whatnot. She has her own barriers, her own limitations in her life, you know. But our men also are becoming more feminine, more in tuned. And so just become that. If not for yourself, become it for your partner, for your children. If you have sons, become it for your son. Become that for your daughter. You know, raise something different inside of you, so you can raise and nurture your family.
If I'm a woman and I want to start using a yoni egg, what should I do? Like, I don't know. Let's pretend I don't know nothing. I'm a woman. I'm intrigued by these little cute crystal huevitos. And what is the magic all about? Where do I start?
Well, you're starting by purchasing a yoni egg. So,
which you sell.
I sell yoni eggs on my website. Yes, I do. I sell GIA certified yoni eggs. I just like to have a GIA certified, means they're just very monitored, these crystals, because you can get them on Amazon. They come from China, but you never know if it's a real crystal and where they come from. So I would say, I would just suggest, you don't have to get it from me, but Google it at least. Make sure it's GIA certified, because it's in your womb and you want to make sure it's a pure crystal. You know, you want to have a good outcome. You want to have good healing. So make sure, you know, do that for yourself. It's also you're pampering yourself with some good stuff, you know. So a GIA certified yoni egg, usually we start with small eggs and then it gets bigger over time, unless we have already somebody that either gave birth to a lot of children or had a lot of trauma. That also, then it varies. It's very individual, but usually we start with a small yoni egg. And I also give out protocols, how to use them, how to cleanse them, how to connect with them, because usually you don't buy them and just put them in. There's a whole protocol and process to it, and how to do it, and how to work with the moon and the earth and the water. You know, it becomes a whole ritual. And that alone is already so worth it for a woman, you know. We women love rituals. We love it. It brings us into its place of, oh my God, I feel like a goddess. I feel like I feel amazing. You know, when I'm sitting with my flowers and my prayers, it's something engraved in us, you know, from thousands of years. It's our memory, our wisdom, that ancient wisdom that comes out of us when we sit in our own ceremony.
So yeah. True. I do. I love ritual. It just brings magic into your life and just makes you feel amazing. And usually mm-hmm. the synchronicities happen, and it just adds a certain level of richness to your life. And it doesn't have to be like religious. Like, there's so many sacred rituals that you can create your own on your own, or learn from others.
It doesn't. Yeah. People think when they hear ritual, I think we just misuse that word, maybe. People think when they hear ritual, it's something, yeah, religious. It's not. It's just your prayer. When you go to church and pray, you're sitting in your ritual. It's also a ritual, you know? Mm-hmm. So we just misuse that over time, that word itself. But really what it is sitting in prayer, you know? That's really all it is, sitting with yourself in prayer.
So I buy my crystal, you teach us how to use it. And what are the benefits that I can expect to gain from using a yoni egg?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like I said already. So one of the biggest benefits is really that you connect with yourself, connect with your femininity, with the woman inside of you. You know, that you're suppressing because of, I don't know, we work a lot, you know, we live a very masculine life, you know, we really got onto this masculine pace. You're only somebody if you work hard, if you play hard, and that really softens you up, really brings you back into, and soften you up, don't misunderstand. It means like, oh, I'm going to be a loser then again in my household. No, it's not that softening you up. Actually, you become a lot more powerful by softening up. When you stand in your power as a woman and become more soft and become more of that woman, you actually have more power, especially when you confront the masculine, because you're standing in your essence, because you're standing in your power. So that's another benefit besides the alignment with yourself, is standing more in your power, standing up more for yourself. Once you start taking care of your womb and taking care of yourself, automatically your environment will change, because your self-worth is changing because of what you're doing for yourself. The other thing is that you're going to have a lot of spiritual alignment, like really your third eye. Like, I'm saying third eye because, I don't know, for the lack of better words right now, just connecting with sight, right? Connecting with your own sight, listening to messages throughout the day that come from yourself or come from people that are around you. Yeah, these things, the yoni egg or the practice with yourself and with your womb, helps you to become more alert. Let's say it like that. Become more alert about where to go in life, what steps to take. You have more answers. You know, we always look for answers on the outside. We look for the next guru, the next teacher, the next, oh my God, I need this, I need that. So this practice helps you a lot to go inward and to learn that you can trust yourself, that your own intuition, your own wisdom is enough for you to know. And that's enough guidance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I love that you pointed out that a lot of people look for their guru on the outside. And I feel like that's very common in the beginning when you're just starting to start getting in touch with your spirituality, and you look for all these teachers and gurus until finally you're like, oh, wait, I'm my own guru. Like,
yes, totally. So that helps you. And on a physical level, with what it helps you with is with irregular menstruation or menstruational problems overall, just because, you know, our womb issues have an origin, and it has to do with some traumatic events in our lives. And if we have irregular menstruation or let's sort of say a lot of vaginal discharge or cysts or even ovarian cancer or whatnot, let's go even further, right? All of this is just a misalignment inside of yourself. So yoni eggs cannot heal your ovarian cancer. It cannot heal your cysts. But what it does, it aligns you so much that you can understand better where it comes from, and you can work from that point on. You know, it's like, okay, I have the cyst inside of me because I hold so much anger. That's just an example, right? I held so much anger towards my brother that always violated me, or I'm just coming up with a story that I heard, mm-hmm. right? And the practice of the yoni egg or the womb practice overall makes you aware of these things. You become aware, your memory comes back, and it's like, oh my God, this is what happened in my life, and this is why my womb is acting out right now like this, right? So it gives you a better insight of how you even got to this point, right? That's what the practice with the womb and the yoni eggs does. What yoni eggs can do is regulate your menstruation, because irregular menstruation most of the time comes through stress and a hormonal imbalance, which is the same thing. And the doctor's going to tell you, oh, take some hormones so you can balance it out. But hormonal imbalances are because of stress. So when you center yourself, align yourself, go into the yoni egg practice, womb practice, that's when your moon can align again with yourself, because you're aligning your body through the practice.
Where do yoni steams come in? Because I know that's something that's becoming also more popular. I feel like the internet was bombarded with yoni eggs, and now the internet's being bombarded with yoni steaming as a service everywhere. Mm-hmm. So where does that come in the womb care process?
So yoni steams, for the ones that don't know, yoni steams is a bunch of herbs that help you to cleanse your womb and to moisturize your vaginal walls, and just overall is another practice to take care of your womb. So you can do yoni steams anytime. There's no reason why you cannot do it, right? There's no precautions or something. Yoni steam is like a sauna. So basically you put herbs into a pot or like a yoni steam seat, so to say, and then you sit on that seat and the steam goes into your vulva and into your womb, and it cleanses out everything, and you'll be able to also heal a little bit of the discharge that a lot of women experience. And it is just another way to take care of your womb. And what I find with yoni steams, the beauty of yoni steams for me is it's like a spa. It's like an event, you know. It's like, okay, it's like your evening tea or your morning coffee that you prepared, that you're already excited and looking forward to. That's like the yoni steam. So tonight is my night. I'm going to put my face mask on.
And a yoni steam.
And I'm going to prepare my yoni steam. I'm going to boil my water, and I'm going to sit in my yoni steam on the toilet usually, or you have like a yoni steam seat in my bathroom, and I'm just going to do my thing, you know, and I'm sitting on a steam and it feels really good. You know, it feels very good to have that steam coming, like getting up into your womb. It's a beautiful ritual. It's a beautiful event.
It feels amazing. I've done it twice. One, I went to this acupuncturist while I was pregnant, and they did a special blend to help induce labor. Mm-hmm. So that was the first time I experienced it at this place. And it was, like you said, the best way. It's like, oh, it's like a spa day and you look forward to it. I was like, man, this is great. And then the other time was postpartum care, where my midwife came, and at the very end of my most postpartum care, she came with the yoni steaming chair and a special blend of herbs to kind of help things come back together and that womb care. And it does, it feels really nice, and the aroma of the herbs, and you just get 15, 20 minutes to yourself, and it just feels very comfortable, and it's very much a spa experience, and it brings that attention and awareness to that space of your body. And I really enjoyed it.
And that's what it really is. And unfortunately, I'm a postpartum doula too. And I know that most women come to these things once they gave birth because they want to take care of themselves. But yoni steam is something that you can do all year long. You know, even if you're already 50 and up and you don't have your period anymore, it doesn't matter. Your womb is still there. Even if you had surgery and your womb is not there anymore, your womb energetically is still there. You know, women think, oh, I have no more womb. I don't have to do anything. No, you still can do the same work and you will have the same outcome. And you will still feel really, really good, you know, with all these beautiful modalities that we're having, you know. And yoni steams you can do anytime.
I'm glad that you said that even if you don't have your womb, that it's still important and it's still something that you can do, because there it is. Energetically, your body still carries the imprint, the energetic imprint of all your organs or limbs or everything. Even if they've been removed, they still stay in your energetic signature. It's important.
Yeah. And also to heal your own trauma of getting your womb removed. You know, many women, after, they feel like only half of a woman because they get their womb removed. And it's like, I don't want you to feel half of a woman. You still have your womb energetic inside of you, and you still can do the same care, and you will feel so much aligned with yourself just doing it. So, you know, and also, even you got your womb removed out of reasons, you know, there was something really heavy going on inside of you that they decided to take it out. And so energetically, you have not addressed it. You just took it out on a physical level, but you want to keep on doing the work, you know, even if the womb is not there anymore.
Definitely. Now, what about yoni wands? What are those for? They might sound a little obvious, but why maybe choose a yoni wand over something else?
Well, I would say, I mean, yoni wands, most of the girls use it for masturbation, right? But I would also say rather use a yoni wand, a crystal, than like a plastic dildo. Like, why would you put a plastic dildo into your vagina if you can have a beautiful crystal in your vagina? Like, just like,
yeah, and have the energetic side of it. Yeah. The healing properties of the crystal also participate in the event.
Exactly. So like, if you like to use dildos, you know, or, you know, then exchange it for a wand. I mean, there is wands now that are as big as a normal dildo. You can get huge crystal wands nowadays, you know, everything is out there. So why not like replacing this with a beautiful crystal? I think it's the same thing, and it has healing properties also. So you're masturbating and you're healing yourself. That's like a good deal, I think.
Exactly. Kill two birds at once. Absolutely. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes. And so in this program that you're teaching, the main goals for women to connect with this energy and like kind of all of everything we've talked about today is kind of compressed into a program.
Yeah. Yeah. I compressed it into a 1 month program where we meet twice a week over Zoom. So anybody can join all over the world. And then you have private sessions with me and obviously 24/7 email or WhatsApp, whatever you need anytime. And we will go over everything that you need to know for a beginner, right? From yoni steams, yoni eggs, how to do rituals with your menstrual blood, how to take care of your menstrual blood, because there's also a whole thing about menstrual blood and how to give it back to the earth and not only throw it into the trash or use tampons or stuff like that. So our blood is sacred. So the sacredness of the blood. And usually when I talk about that part, everyone's like, oh my God, I love this. So it's just, you know, and that's your womb talking to you right now. If you're feeling this, oh my God, this is awesome, that's your ancient wisdom talking to you right now. That's like your God is coming out. He's like, oh my God, I'm loving this. I want to learn about this. So then we learn about, obviously, about also about yoni steams and womb meditations, trauma, release of trauma. We have a whole module on that and diseases. And how to deal with that. And then my last module is about sacred sexuality. So how to transform your orgasm, how to do your first steps in your own bedroom, how to improve a little bit with your partner and with yourself, you know, how to improve your own sexuality. So yeah, it's like I put it all together in a 1 month program, and I think I'm going to do it. I just have one going on right now, and I'm going to have my next one in February, and I think I'm going to do it twice a year. So yeah, and it creates also community, right? Women love to come together and talk about especially sex, you know. But once at the beginning, it's like, I don't know if I can share. But once you hear the first person share her stuff, it's like, girl, I have the same issue. I love this. And then they start all sharing and opening up. And that's also very healing, just to talk about your sexuality and talk about things that you have never spoke about. And then all of a sudden you speak about it and you have five other women that had the same issue, and like, oh my God, this is awesome. You know, we have this all the time, coming together and talk about these super intimate things. And then you realize, man, thank God I wasn't alone. There's so many others that go through the same thing.
That's beautiful. It's so true. And we do it. It is healing to talk. And especially for women, that's definitely how we process a lot of things.
This is what we're made for. We were made to be at home and talk and cook and take care of the kids. And the men are made to hunt and bring the food home. That's what it is, really, you know.
That balance. I don't know about the cooking part. I'm not.
I know, girl. But that's also the modern woman. That's like, oh no, you know. But we are nurturers. We are nurturers. Yeah. We nurture our family. I don't like cooking either. My biggest goal is having a private chef, you know. But it's because. But you know why? It's because of our lifestyle. It's because of the lifestyle. If you would have another lifestyle, it would be completely different.
I agree. Now, you also work individually with people. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about how do you work with women individually? On one-on-one sessions. What is that like? Because I know you do the tantric sessions. Mm-hmm. And what is that for someone who doesn't even know what that means?
Mm-hmm. It varies, you know. It's very individual. So usually I set up a phone call for 15 minutes and we just talk and see what's going on, you know. Some women come because they want to enlighten and enrich their sexuality. Some women come because they were very sick or are very sick in their womb. And some women come because they just want to find out more. So I cannot say, okay, this is exactly how the session goes. But anything, let's say like this, anything that's related to you, your womb, your femininity, and your sexuality, which is pretty much everything that a woman is concerned about, is addressed in the private sessions with me. And then I have women that are already super advanced. They really just want to learn about tantra, you know, and really want to go into like a higher realm of sexuality with their partner. And then I only teach everything that has to do with orgasmic energy and tantric breath work, and really how to take your bedroom into a very spiritual realm. So that can go.
Does that include tantric massage?
Yes, it does. So it does. In private session, yes. I do online session, but yes, in private sessions, in personal one-on-one session, mm-hmm. it does include tantric massage. I also figured out for myself a form of not touching the woman. So it does, it's not necessarily with touch. I can sometimes only do it with moving my hands and moving your energy around and unblocking your kundalini, your sexual energy. So you can orgasm for a long, not only orgasm, but orgasm for a longer time and experience that beauty of having an orgasm for a long time and staying in that bliss state, but also just overall opening up your body and like discovering your body in a different way. Because sometimes women come and they have men that don't take time. And so I will give you that space, you know, I will take time with different parts of your bodies, which is not only the vagina, you know, like it does not have to be only your butt or only a vagina, you know, because it's what most men go to, or the breast, you know. But even with the breast, I take a long time figuring out about your breast and about the beauty, and you can breast orgasm literally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just finding and figuring out your own body. That's also something that I address in my tantric sessions.
That's great and so interesting. And I don't think people, I've seen it online, the tantric sessions where you can get a person to that orgasmic state without touching them whatsoever. And it almost looks like a magic trick.
It looks like a magic.
It really does. I remember I saw it the first time and I was like, no way. I was like, no freaking way. This is not really happening. And I went down like that rabbit hole of like looking at different teachers doing this on YouTube. And I'm like, this is amazing. And this is so cool. And I wonder if it really works.
Well, you should try it.
I'm intrigued.
It does really work. But it at the beginning, I have women that come, they're super close up, you know, they really never discovered their sexuality. And then it's really hard, you know, in the first couple of sessions to open that up like this. It's a process. So don't think you come for one time and you're going to be like an orgasmic, I don't know, you know, it's not. Like for most women, when they have issues with their body and their sexuality, it's not like that. So usually when you're already advanced with your body and more comfortable with yourself, and maybe you have done already some spiritual work, that's like, that's when you can go into it like in 2 minutes, like woof, like this, and you just open up the whole portal. It doesn't happen all the time. It needs time sometimes. So don't get desperate and think like, okay, I'm going to do one session and I'm going to be like.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a journey.
It's a journey, not for everybody, but for most, because most people, when they come, it's because they have issues, you know? So we have to work these issues. Some sessions, even you release trauma and you cry, you know, and you go through memories and pains in your orgasmic state that can happen. So you're in an orgasmic feeling and you start crying and feeling pain because you're going through trauma. So there's all kinds of things can happen in a session.
That's incredible. That's incredible work.
Yeah.
And it's not common. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know this existed as they're listening, but it's definitely a thing and it's so needed. And it's beautiful to have someone that they can work with, that they can trust and that can respect their bodies and emotions and feel safe with you. And
yeah,
that's a big part of it also, to really even get to the point where you're brave enough to call somebody like you to come work with them and to have that courage to work through these things. Cause you have to be like the epitome of vulnerable, right?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's you open up everything, you know, you give everything. In the same time, man, it's such good work. You know, once you get to this point, you'll never go back. You know, you'll never go back where you were before. It's that there's no falling back. Once you open up in that particular work with the sexuality, once you open up your own doors, you know, and once you figure this out a little bit more, you will just not fall back ever. It really enriches and enlightens your life in everything, not only sexually, because like I said, we're talking about sex now, sex a pleasure, but I'm saying in everything, with your work, with how you be with people around you, how you treat women, other women that are your sisters, especially when you're in a rough workplace, right, where everybody's very unconscious. Everything inside of you will change. Your partnerships, the men that come into your life, your sexuality with them obviously will change, you know. It will change them also. It will help them even if you don't stay together, you know, when you go your separate ways, he will learn something from you that he has not learned before. So you also make a contribution with that. For your children, you know, I'm just like, my son is 12 now, so I'm telling him, you know, he knows how to breathe through an orgasmic, experience, you know. I mean, he knows that there is an orgasm and that he can breathe it through his spine, you know, and how to transform that and how to manifest it. And he's only 12, you know, obviously he hasn't discovered everything yet, you know, but he knows the conception of it. You know, he knows that this is existing, and I am very, very driven in explaining and teaching him all the time how to treat a woman, how to, you know, once it comes to sex, how to open up a space for her, you know, because I know already in this world nowadays with TikTok and all that, these girls that come into his life also, they're just be twerking around and they don't know either where they're at, you know. So I'm telling him already, just learn it now, because it will come like that. And he's gonna hopefully help also other girls, you know, that didn't have that inside, you know, even if she's going to be all crazy and keep on trucking around, but it will stick. You know, you always have that partner in your life that was a little bit more spiritual and you're like, damn, and you really taught me something, you know. Like, it sticks when you have a person, especially in the sexual realm. If you have a person that did something different with you, you will never forget it in a positive way, you know. My whole journey started also with my partnership with somebody that was very, very initiated and was very much into this. And this is how I even got into this. And I will never forget the experiences with him. You know, I will never forget all the realms and temples and insights that I had and that I went to in the ether, you know, just through sexuality. It's something that will stay with you forever.
It's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So cool.
You know, we always say, like, we talk about these priestesses in Egypt and how they had temples and they had all these baths in the temples and flowers and prayers and they knew all these rituals, and the men would go there from the war and would heal in these temples. It doesn't mean that they just had sex. That means that the women provided a beautiful space for them to heal, you know, to bathe them and take care of their bodies and to let them become more aware, you know, of everything, and respect also them more as a woman. So I understand that also for me, like, any partner that's coming into my life, even if he's deciding to move on or if I'm deciding to move on, it will always be a person, or we will always be a reflection of each other, where he can also grow, you know, even if he comes into my life and he has no clue about it, right? But because of the little that I know, like, even only if you have, learned how to breathe through your orgasm, you have learned already more than 99% of the people in the world, right? So this guy is going to be a man. This girl was breathing through her orgasm. That was awesome. You know, he's going to love this. He said she was crazy, but I loved it, you know? So if you see it like that, it's like, you always make a contribution with everybody that comes in contact with you, not only your partners, also your friends, your girlfriends, you and I talking right now, you know, there's always, it's like, man, I need to think about this, you know? And then you're like, okay, let me find out more about this. I want to read more about this. And this is how people come into your life. So you do that work for yourself. You're doing this for so many people, you know, you're doing this for your children. You know, you will talk to your daughter and tell her, hey, listen, why don't you use a yoni egg? Why don't you give your blood to the earth? You know, And then she's going to talk to her girlfriend. She's like, hey, girl, my mom taught me to bring the bread to the earth. And she goes, well, that's crazy. Let's do it, you know? Okay. And then it's already two. But you know what I mean? It's just like
it Yeah, happens. Yeah. It spreads. And you're bringing all that consciousness to the realm of something that has been very unconscious and toxic for a long time. And to educate our children and about their blood and about all of these, their bodies and how sacred this is and how powerful they can use it, you know, to transmute other things. And it's just,
yeah,
it's a lot. It's very beautiful and very sacred and very powerful.
Very much so. And I think most people also get like a little bit hesitant, especially men. They're like, oh, yeah, I know. My wife told me about you. You're that girl that does all these flowers, all that sacred stuff, you know? So I think people, they think like, oh, I'm coming in now and everything is om, and we just sit here and do flowers and there's no fun in it, you know? And it's a misconception. Like, you can still have amazing sex, you know, and you can have a lot of sex and you can still have crazy sex. But once you become more aware of it, the feeling of it is so much better. Everything of it is so much better, you know?
Exactly. And you're going into it very mindful and with all this consciousness and all this intention behind it. And it's just a whole other, you're not just like ungrounded and all over the place from your day. Like, you're doing your, that's becoming this like powerful sacred ritual that you're going into. It's like a whole other thing.
Exactly. I was like looking one time because I'm following Cardi B on Instagram. And then one time she said, yo, guys, if you don't put on the TV when you have sex and you don't, like, you got to put on the TV while you're having sex. And I was just thinking, girl,
what?
It's all upside down. Like, wait, you know, like, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, okay, let's put it on TV. I'm in front of the couch. Let's take our clothes off and let's do it fast. You know, it's like we all have done this, you know, especially in my in my younger years. Oh, yeah, that's all it was. That's all it was, you know. Oh, we just watched movies, just have sex in between or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, you can still have it. It's not that I don't think that tantricas live all the time like super safe. Well, I don't, you know, I still have like a normal sex life, but like the consciousness of it, you know, the awareness of it, you know, turn the TV off, take time, you know, teach your man how to create a sacred space. Know that you as a woman need 30 minutes at least to open up your womb. So what are we doing nowadays? We just kiss. After 5 minutes, he sticks it in. And after 10 minutes, it's all over. And you're like, damn, I didn't come. You know
what I mean? You're like, what the hell?
He's snoring. And then you're like, oh my God, so what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. And then you take your plastic dildo out. You know what I mean? No, but I'm just like saying, like, it's a whole like thing. And if you become aware of these things, and if you teach your partner to become aware of these things and say, hey, babe, listen, I really want to try how that is, 30 minute of foreplay and doing this and doing that, you know, and he's going to ask you, so what are we going to do for 30 minutes, you know? But then you have already learned so much. You have learned about your body. You've learned about your practices, and you just like can recommend maybe other things, you know, and you can suggest something and you can explore things together. He will also get to this point. It's like, oh my God, this is awesome. You know, he will ask you for it. He will yawn for this, you know, because the feeling is so much better, you know, looking into each other's eyes instead of having your eyes closed all the time, you know, watching porns meanwhile you have sex, like all these typical, I know I'm just saying it loud like this, but this is this very typical things that most people do, you know? I'm not saying never do it again. You don't have to live like a saint, but start there. Start small, you know, start at these little things, you know. And I think that is why it's so important just to look into it and just to start somewhere. Just start somewhere. You know, if you listen to this podcast, if you listen to these words, if it resonates with you, just start somewhere. Look it up on YouTube, you know, sacred sexuality, tantric practice, breath work, tantra. Look it up and just see what it's about. Have some breaths with your partner, you know, before you have sex. The connection becomes so much more intense. The feeling becomes so much more intense. And once you experience that, you don't want to get rid of it anymore. You really enhance everything in your life.
Thank you for all of this wisdom, this womb wisdom. It's been very enlightening. And I'm sure everybody's like, wait, where's my partner? I need to go somewhere or Google something or buy something.
That's good.
Everybody's like, oh, really kind of hot.
Listen, you want the world to change, and we all have to understand that we need to change, you know, first, and we have to do our little baby steps so the people around us can do their baby steps. And this is how we see generational change, only through this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, this can heal so many things. And like you said, like when you really approach sexuality with a sacredness, you can end all of these very toxic patterns and addictions to porn and the trafficking and the this and the that. Like all of that can really go away if every person can really connect with their sexuality in such a sacred way, you know, and learn how to use that energy for other things.
Yeah. You know, one time I was listening to this one lady that was abused, and she was saying that most of the girls in the porns are abused or are on drugs, you know, especially the porns that are like girl next door type of porns, you know, mm-hmm. where you can just say it's just normal people. And she was just talking about this, and that she said, like, then she would watch a porn, and then all of a sudden she saw girls like being abused or was questioning, are they on drugs? Are they really wanting this? Are they sex trafficked? And man, that really, really fucked with me. It really did. Like, it mm-hmm. really fucked with me. Ever since, it's like, I can't, because it's like, okay, I don't know anymore who is who. You know right. what I mean? And these are these little things, you know, when we start becoming aware of our body as women and respect our bodies differently, the moment you respect yourself and you switch your energy inside of you, the men that you're around will respect you differently. And if every woman would just step into her essence like that, the men would follow. You know, when it comes to that, men would follow. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other things where women follow men, but I think especially when it comes to sexuality, men do follow women. It's just that men are physically stronger and they misuse that strength. But when it comes to anything body related and energy related and spirit related, women have so much power. We have so much power. We can move anything, and we can move our men and help them to follow us in a different way. But of course, if we keep on twerking on TikTok, you know, that's what they follow. You know, mm-hmm. if our daughters keep on twerking on TikTok, that's what they follow. And you can see that in the last Cardi B song, the WAP song. You can see how many people follow that. You know, I mean, yes, the song is awesome. It's all catchy and I love it, you know, the rhythm. But that's exactly what it is. We follow that. Our masses follow that. And it's actually the wrong direction.
Speaking of Cardi B and female musicians, you are also a musician and singer.
Well, that was a good connection.
You like that transition?
I do. You know, I'm actually a Cardi B fan. You know, I follow her, and I do love Cardi B. Don't get me wrong. It's just that song, it really, I was like, damn, girl.
You know, I can't even name one of her songs. Like, okay. I just know what she looks like, but that's about it.
I like
when you know you're getting old.
Yeah, I know. Now, I mean, yeah, me too. But like, I you know, I like a lot of things about her, you know, but like, man, she has so much influence. Like, do something good with it, girl. You have,
seriously,
you have 200 million views. Do something good with it.
Can you imagine somebody with that level of influence was preaching this and teaching this?
Yes.
In conjunction with their music, like, yes. How powerful would that be for all the girls out there and the men?
But that's the sorcery of our world, you know. And anyways, that's a completely different topic. But
so tell us about your music real quick I definitely want to cover that, because yes. You have one song that I absolutely love, which is called Angelito or Angelita.
Angelito.
And it is so yummy. So how did you get into the music thing? Because, so guys, first of all, she is a musician. How many instruments do you play? Let's start there. Because I met you in that wave, in that realm first with the sound healing, and then you started singing.
I don't know how many instruments I play, but I have not mastered not one instrument. I can play any instrument, but I haven't mastered none of them. So I'm just...
But it's enough too.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah, yeah, it's enough to make music with it. That's true.
To make music, yeah. To have like an amazing sound healing session.
You know what I cannot play? The ney flute. The ney flute is like a special Turkish flute, and it has like a special way to like blow into it. And it's mm-hmm. so hard that I have not figured out. And it's so frustrating. It's like, I cannot believe this. I was like, how is it I can play all these instruments but not the ney flute? But that's like, damn.
I'm going to have to Google that. I don't know what that is.
Nobody even knows it. Listen, guys, go on YouTube and put in ney flute meditation. You're going to fall in love. It's such.
Is that the double one?
No.
No. Okay.
No, the ney flute is like a different thing. It's like a bamboo flute, and it has like a certain mouthpiece, and it comes from Turkey. So it's more like Arabian type of style, which I love. But if you have time or if you feel called to, so then Google it, N-E-Y, ney flute. So yeah, music. I have been doing music all my life. I was always very musical. My mom was like flipping backwards when I was in my teenagers years and thought I have to party, getting drunk and do all kinds of other things, but doing music, because she was like, you're a musician. I don't know why you're not into music, but I thought it wasn't cool at all. So I just had another thing in my mind. So I grew up with a lot of instruments. I started with piano when I was 6, and then I did choir and flute and I don't know. I did everything, violin and clarinet, saxophone, drums. What else? I don't remember. So my mom was like, my daughter's a musician, oh my god. But then my sax teacher, he never had money. He had this old car in Germany, and I told my mom, I'm not going to be a musician because musicians never have money. She would laugh about till the day, because that for me was like, no, I'm not going to do this job.
You're like, this broke, broke ass saxophone teacher.
No, he was so broke, like, no joke, so broke. I think he has worn the same pants every freaking week.
No.
Seriously, I was like, I couldn't. He traumatized me for life. I thought that's why I never became a musician. Then I stopped in between a little bit. I was always a big dancer and I was always into music. And then when I came to Miami 12 years ago, I went back into the sound healing. You know, somebody invited me to a sound healing session, Vanessa Cisneros, and then she invited me to Jeff Dean's sound healing session, and it was awesome. And in that sound healing session, he played many instruments also. He's an amazing musician. And I had a download. My angels, my guides came in that session and talked to me and showed me my whole life and told me, do you remember that you're here for music and dance? That's what to enchant people with your vibration. That's what you're here for. And this is what you need to do. So I got out of the session and I was like, okay, I got out of it changed. I told Jeff after that session, I'm going to become a sound healer because I just had a total insight about where I should go and what I should do. And that's how I started. And then it just evolved, especially in Miami. I started going to places and, you know, it just became a thing. And I discovered again my original talent that I had since I was a child, you know, and I felt the most comfortable in doing this because this is what I know. This is my art. This is what I'm here for. You know, so I just did a lot of sound healing, and then eventually I started recording with Jesus Hidalgo, which is an amazing medicine man and also producer, and started doing a couple of songs that also came through the ayahuasca, through the plant medicine, and another night. So my first night was with the womb, and then it was another night with a very powerful taita from Colombia, Taita Bairu, that I had an initiation, and the medicine spoke to me and said, you're gonna do music, like this is what you need to do. And same thing, I got out of it and I was like, okay, that's what I need to do. So as you can see, I listen a lot to spirit, I listen a lot to my intuition, I listen a lot to my inner dialogue. So never question it, never question that, you know, when spirit comes, or if it's your own voice, if it comes to you and tells you that's what you need to do, go that, like, trust it, because that's where your power is, you know, that's your inner wisdom talking to you. So yeah, I started, then somehow met Jesus. He loved it. I started producing with him, and that's where I'm at right now. I'm having more now. It's growing, you know, it's something that I want to dedicate my time to more and more, because it's something that I do naturally. Like, music is something that I have to put no effort. It's the least resistance, you know? So that's where I know, okay, this is what I'm here for, you know, because I have no resistance whatsoever. It just comes to me.
That's so amazing. Tell us about Angelito. Because that song stands out so much, and it's also my favorite one. And I want to hear more of the background of Angelito, of the story, if there is one.
There is a story, yeah. I don't have so many songs out right now that I recorded. I have a lot of songs here still. I have to record them, but Angelito was a song also inspired by a ayahuasca ceremony.
I know a lot of people get their inspiration and insights from ceremony, so I get it.
The plant medicine aligns you with your body. You know, it's not for everybody. It is not. Not everybody is called to do plant medicine, and I'm not saying it's the best thing to do. You know, you have other modalities to receive your messages. But for me, it has been working good. Let's say it like this. Yeah, it was an insight. Same thing. I was in one of the nights where I was going through something, and I had an angel. Like I say it in the song, I say it like this. An angel came and he told me, give me a hand. And I had literally that vision that this golden light hand came, and I touched it, and the light went through my body, and he took me. He said, come with me. I will show you something. I sing it exactly like that in the song. It's like, give me your hand. I hear him say, come with me and remember your way. So it's like he told me, you know, come with me and you'll remember yourself. Remember who you are, what you're here for. And it took me on a ride to remember who I am, to do music, you know, to do the healing work for women, raising my children. And I remembered it, you know, it was like, wow, I knew that. My spirit knows that. My spirit recognizes it. You know, it was already in me. I just didn't pay attention. So that's how the song came out. And I one day Jesus came to my house and he was like, okay, let's record a song. Which song do you have? I was like, well, I have two. And so I told him when I played one song, I was like, okay, that's a nice song. We spoke about it. He's like, okay, what's your second song? Which was Angelito. And I play my second song, and I think it took him 10 seconds and his eyebrows came. I was like, oh. I was like, that's the song. We're going to do this first, because we were agreeing on doing the other song first. But I think after 10 seconds, he was like, oh no, this is the song. I was like, oh, okay. I guess that's it. And he was like, it was like a thing. And then he was like, well, write me the rest of the lyrics, because I hadn't done it. And then I don't know, that night I just sat down. I remembered that from that ceremony night, from that ayahuasca ceremony. And it just, in between like 5 minutes, I wrote the whole song down. It was like, whoop. It was like, yeah, it was like a total alignment. Like it just, I channeled it. Even when I hear that song, when I hear it sing, it's like, wow, I channeled that. Like it wasn't me. I listened to that song and it's not me. I don't recognize, oh, Natalie, you are singing that song. You know, It's like, who's singing that song? Like it's like, you know, because I channeled it. It wasn't me. It wasn't, that song is not me. It's something else. It's a higher force. So, I mean, all songs are like that, but with that one in particular, I really, so yeah. And then we recorded it, and then we have the beautiful flutes from Herbert Quinteros, which make it so much like, yes, everybody.
The flute there. Yeah. I mean, I was going to ask you if it was you playing the flute or not.
That was Herbert. Yeah. I chose Herbert for that job because I think in my next song, I'm going to ask him again. He's so awesome. And yeah, just also the people that were in, everybody that contributed to that song, all super powerful musicians, and the drums, they chose actually the drums. I never had the idea to have these drums in there. And then when they sent me the song with the drums, I was like, oh, wow, that's like powerful. And then, yeah, it was just beautiful. Yeah.
I was also happy that it was kind of long, like that it didn't, you know, I hate it when you find a good song, it's like 2 minutes long and you're like, what the hell, man? And so the fact that it's a longer song, I was like, I was just enjoying it. It felt so good.
Oh, good. And,
yeah.
And super uplifting. So yeah. Beautiful. I hear it I listen to it every now and then in my car, and I put it full blast because it's so beautiful. And like I said, I listen to it and I don't recognize myself. It's a channeled song. It comes from spirit. It's not my song.
Yeah, you can feel it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Awesome. Great job. I can't wait to see what spirit has in store with you for you coming in the future.
Yeah, me too. I want to do different types of music and explore more things, but it's not that I'm sitting down, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. It's like I'm sitting and then at one point it will come through. You know, I'm very dedicated to spirit using me as a vessel and have it just come flow through me, you know? So yeah, let's see what's to come. I'm excited about it.
Me too. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for this conversation. I've learned so much and it's just great to see you. I know that the audience can see you, but I can see you and you're beautiful as always.
You too. You have that mommy glow. I was just saying, oh my God. At the beginning, when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, look at her. She looks all like glown up.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't feel it, but thanks. Appreciate it. Yes. I'm sure I'll have you back on the show to talk about one of the million other things that you are an expert at.
Yes. I would love to talk next time about my kids program. That would be good.
Yes, absolutely. We can do that. Such good stuff. All right. Until next time, everyone. Thank you, Natalie, for being here. Wow. Wasn't that an amazing conversation with Natalie? She is so talented. So you can find Natalie at nataliehenrich.com, and the spelling is in the show notes. And also on her website, you can go to her shop and be able to look through her products. because she does sell her yoni eggs and yoni wands and yoni steams. And you can also book her for one-on-one sessions or even join her womb course that she's going to be launching again in February. So make sure to check out her website. You can also find her on Instagram at natalie.henrich is her Instagram handle. And I'll throw that also in the show notes. I'm going to close out this episode a little differently. I'm going to play for you her latest song called Angelito, which is so magical. Make sure you just turn off the lights, put on some headphones, and really take in this music. And if you can sit outside while you're listening, I highly encourage it. It's just really good medicine for your soul. You can really feel all of that magic that she felt when she received the lyrics from Spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for being here and spending this time with me, because I know you can be doing so many other things. So it means a lot to me that you just spent this hour with me. So I really appreciate it. Thank you for all your love and support. Until next time, I love you guys.
los alas, angelitos.